It's Wednesday, June 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Amazon's distance assistant is watching you. Kaspersky speaks channel relationships. Microsoft's COVID-19 response and blocking and tackling. Five updates. This is the Business of Tech. Amazon is rolling out its distance assistant, which uses augmented reality to show workers if they are far enough apart. The product shows circles at the feet of workers, which are green when far enough apart, and go red when they move too close to other co-workers. Displayed on the TV screen, sensors and an AI-enabled camera track real-time movements of those workers. Amazon says it will be open-sourcing the technology to allow other companies to replicate it and deploy these devices. Why do we care? Well, our dystopian future has arrived. Cameras now ensure you don't get human contact. I get the tech angle here, and I also get the need to figure out ways to ensure workplaces are safe environments. I'm just terrified this will become background noise and we all become comfortable with this kind of surveillance. Amazon's the same company that just called out for regulation on their facial recognition, but at the same time, we're rolling out distance assistant. This just doesn't seem to match up. Kaspersky has some new research out. 65% of resellers and distributors wish their relationships with vendors were stronger. 69% are looking for more personal interaction with their account managers. 56% felt isolated if they heard nothing from their vendors. And 65% of respondents found it increasingly difficult to build relationships with vendors. Link to this in the show notes. Why do we care? Look, I'm going to be somewhat cavalier here. Of course the numbers say this. I'll observe just a couple of basic responses. How easy is it to find out actually who your rep is? Are they in any way motivated to talk to a partner that isn't metriced around adding revenue, but that is also metriced? And how many emails do you send to your partners promoting something you care about and just spinning it? People don't like to be sold to, but they sure do like to buy. Make it easy to buy. And the other thing that was completely left out, they want you to build things. R&D matters, folks. Relationships keep things together when times are bad, but building stuff makes times good. Microsoft has revealed details of how it adjusted its cloud business to respond to demand during COVID-19. Some highlights. Microsoft turned off the "your coworker is typing" notification and read receipts in Teams, reducing CPU loads by 30% and returning that to the pool. The company urged local ISPs and game publishers to delay the release of game updates to after business hours, returning that capacity to the pool. They made changes to the underlying network, changing the usage of its undersea cables to handle traffic, moving Xbox Live activity from China and Europe to the US in order to help Azure in those regions, and they built a time-based system to automatically balance surges in traffic. And they bought tons of servers. Why do we care? This is a really interesting case study on how to manage customer demand in a time of crisis. The technical details are really interesting, but so is the way they prioritize customers and understood those customer workloads. This is good material for thinking about your own responses to crisis. Link in the show notes. In today's blocking and tackling, Cisco has announced new capabilities for WebEx, which focus on security and integrations. They've expanded data loss protection retention, legal hold, and e-discovery to WebEx meetings, and expanded end-to-end encryption modes. There are new integrations, including one for Box. Microsoft has announced the next version of Windows 10, called 20H2, will not be a true feature update, and will be the version that includes Microsoft Edge. Facebook is rolling out a feature update to allow users to turn off political ads. Starts for some users today and will be available over the next several weeks. Dropbox has launched its own password manager and secure vault, and the Homeland Security Department has released the first of a series of 6 cyber essentials toolkits, which are starting points for small businesses and government agencies to understand and address cybersecurity. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're really enjoying the content, here's the number one thing you can do to help. You can support it directly on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/MSPradio, sign up to support directly with our Give What You Want. you set the value of this and give whatever bit you think it's worth. Every little bit matters, and thank you for your support. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.